Welcome to the Optimize Your Business and Your Life podcast for high-achieving entrepreneurs. Each episode will share strategies to help you create a highly profitable business and life you love. And now, your host, 2016 International Coach of the Year, Stacy Hyland.
Welcome. I am so excited for our guest today. Today we have Heather Quizel, and it's hard for me to say that because now that I live in Quebec, every time I see a Q, it's K. But I'm really excited to have Heather here. She is such a motivating influence. I see her all the time online, and she is a success and mindset expert who helps women in relationship-driven businesses to create laser focus, confidence, and leadership skills they need to up-level their life and their business. And she's all about the mind game, which is amazing because if you win the mind game, you can win at life. She is a million-dollar earner in the direct sales industry. This is just fabulous. A speaker and the founder of Team HQ LLC. She's coached and trained leaders in the direct sales channel to build multi-million dollar sales organizations around the world, as well as specializing in building six-figure earners who work their way out of corporate and into full-time entrepreneurship. This is so fun. The Idaho Business Review honored her with the 2014 Idaho Women of the Year Award. She is the author of HeatherQuizel.com, creator of the six-figure social media formula, and recently released course Level Up, Get What You Want in Life, that helps entrepreneurs and leaders design a kick-ass life and business by defining, owning, and spreading their unique voice in a big way. And when she's not helping women up-level their mindset, she's home hugging on her not-so-little-anymore kids, spending time at her family's cabin in the Idaho mountains, and absorbing personal development content like it's her job. I just absolutely love that. We're so alike.
Our kids, yes, we are.
The kids grow way too fast, and unfortunately, they don't like the hugs as much anymore as when they were little.
My little one likes a lot of physical contact more than I usually like, but they're so fun. And time is ticking. Like, we're going to be done parenting in the home faster than we can imagine.
I know. When my daughter turned 14, it freaked me out this year because I said, oh my gosh, it's really 4 more years. That's it. It's so important. And this Optimize Your Business and Your Life podcast, I'm having people on that are really congruent with that, is that we know that our time with our kids, our time with our family is limited, our time to make an impact. And we have to do that and have our business and grow the business. It can't be all business, not enough families. I'm so happy you said that. So tell me about your background. This is a fascinating transition that you made from a teacher to million-dollar producer.
Yeah, like all good journeys, right? My background is in teaching. I taught preschool-age children for 10 years in the Boise, Idaho area, then transitioned to being a stay-at-home mom, which when I approached the subject with my husband, he laughed. He's like, you are not going to hack it. And I did. I love being a stay-at-home mom, and also I am a high achiever. So while I love being, home after school with the kids, I love, you know, being able to be the one that's picking them up, spending the time with them, taking care of a home. I actually really love taking care of a home, but I was really missing the impact and the influence that came with being a teacher. And so that transition just came to, my youngest was, she must have been 2. And I was seeing, like, she's going to go to preschool next year. I'm going to have all this time. Like, what am I going to do with all this time? Which, by the way, is no time at all. And so I started looking. Like, I was open, Stacy. I was looking for, do I go back to the classroom? And I kind of didn't want to do that. I wanted to stay home with my kids and make money, like, and impact. But my biggest challenge was that I didn't know the word entrepreneur. My dad was a teacher until he retired. So was my mom. My stepmom was a nurse till she retired. And so I just knew you go to work, you punch a clock, you work hard, you come home.
Wow.
So I think with all of that said, I was just open to what's next. And I was introduced to network marketing. It was perfect timing. I didn't ever see myself selling product. And the product was skincare. And I really never saw myself selling skincare. But I was open to a challenge. And dang, would this be a challenge? because I'm like a shy introvert. Like I'm really good at hanging out in my home by myself. So I just knew that, I just remember thinking, if this actually could be as big as what they're telling me it could be, if I could really do with this what they're saying I could do, how could I not? You know, how could I not? And to sum it up, my husband was like, you can at least sell enough eye cream to earn your investment back. So if you discover you don't like it, like what's the harm, you know? And so that's how I got into business, was through this. And so many people come into business ownership, and especially direct sales. I don't know how many people listen, you know, who follow you are in the direct sales channel. So many people come into direct sales and they're just going to try it out, like see how it goes for a couple months. And I was like, I'm figuring it out.
Okay.
Like, I'm going to figure it out.
That's a huge mindset shift. I mean, I agree with you. Even if they're not in direct sales, even if they're in business, I find that a lot of people are like, oh, I'm just, you know, kind of putting my toe in the water, and they're not serious and they're not taking every step that they need to take to make sure that it's successful. It's almost like they're leaving a little wiggle room in case they decide it's too scary or, you know, not what they expected.
Yeah. Total wiggle room to not succeed.
Yeah.
They're just setting themselves up to not succeed. And I remember one of my first like thought processes, like, okay, I own a business now, right? This is really exciting. I own a business. And I was like, but I'm wearing yoga pants and I got spit up on my shoulder and I don't know anybody in business, but I know it's business-minded people that I want to recruit onto my team. So as silly as it sounds, like one of the first things I did was like, I understood without, like, I had no marketing background. I had no sales background. I had no business running a business. But I knew in order to attract and connect with business-minded people, I needed to at least look like one.
Right.
So I went out and I, you know, I bought a nice watch. I bought my first Coach handbag. You know, I started, you know, dressing up anytime I left the house. And I just started posturing myself, you know, as a business leader.
It's different how people see you, depending on how you're dressed, obviously, but it's also how we see ourselves. So I never coach people in my pajamas. I like, yes, I have my UGG slippers on, but that's because my feet are cold, right?
Yes.
But I am always dressed. I'm always doing hair and makeup, even if I'm working in my home office every day, all day. And I think it's an important thing. That's like, what's one thing that could make you feel more confident every day? It's like, getting dressed, you know, looking your best instead of looking like a schlump that just rolled out of bed. Cause you don't feel, even to clean my house before I got a cleaning lady, I didn't like to clean my house until I was dressed and had a bra and, you know, like I felt like I had a shower and then I cleaned my house. Kind of crazy, but it worked.
You and I have so much in common in this way. And how often have you heard as somebody who works from home going, oh, it must be nice. I bet you just from your bed all day, or I, you know, must be nice to not ever have to shower. And I'm like, girl, what you talking about? Like I have already been to the gym and showered by 6 a.m.
Yeah.
I run my life like I own a business.
Yeah. No,
and I can't remember a day not having my hair done, my makeup done, just because, you know, I work from home. So it's so much of it is like dressing the part, like you said, not only for the people that are perceiving you, but for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah.
For yourself,
to feel better.
You gotta be put together.
So how did you get the courage to jump from the stay-at-home mom to jumping into your business? Was it the fact you said, oh, I can at least make back my investment? What was it?
Gosh, like what gave me the courage? Like such a good question, because I want to say like courage, like I just did it. But I also really remember having a lot of reservations. I remember thinking like, I don't think I'm the right girl for this. I don't think this is for me. I don't know if I could do this. Like, what if I couldn't? But then it was like, what if I could? Right. And honestly, I do think it was my husband's comment, because had he been like, yeah, maybe let's not put our money in that right now, you know, I would have been comfortable saying, yeah, you're probably right. He kind of said what I didn't expect him to say. And he was like, go for it. Like, how would you know if you didn't try? And so that right there, I think, gave me enough courage. But I've always been somebody who isn't afraid of risk. I've always been somebody that always leans into challenge. I've always had enough confidence, not necessarily that I know what to do, but confidence that I could at least figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, if I just put my mind to it, I'll at least figure it out. And so I have never been attached to instant results. I say that I'm like, there's a lot of things I want instant results in. But when it comes to stuff like this, like something that matters, I want to build something that lasts, mm-hmm. something that that other people benefit from, that other people are excited about, I know that's not instant. You know, I know even from high school days of being an athlete, you know that there's going to be hard work in anything you do. So I've never been attached to the results the way I'm attached to the process. And I think that's really key. So many people get just laser locked in the vision. I'm so attached to this vision. And then their day-to-day life doesn't match that. And so they're like, I'm a failure. You know, I never figured it out. And I have always been somebody that gets like obsessed with the process. Like I am obsessed doing the mundane, boring, everyday daily tasks that most people are like, it's a waste of time. And I'm like, but no, because if I do this over time,
it builds the momentum.
Yeah. And the skill set and the confidence and the belief in all the things, right?
Okay. Well, let's dig into that because you are a social media rock star, you know, and you're not a social media trainer, which is what I love about it. You know, I could have 50 people on the show that are social media trainers, social media agencies, but you are a real person, a real business person, real mom that does social media and you do it so well. Like I'm in awe of you. So I would really love today for you to break that down for our listeners of what you do on social media and how you do it. And let's play in that.
I would love to because I love social media. And it's funny because when I started my business, I had no social media profile. I'd never even seen Facebook. And I was like, I'm never going to be on Facebook. What a waste of time. Like who needs Facebook, right?
Wow.
But I'm really coachable. So the gal who got me involved in my direct sales business was like, girl, you got to be on social media. You know, you got to figure this out. For me, when I started social media, kind of like I kind of intrinsically knew I had to own the part where the part of who I wanted to attract. I also knew when I started social media, this is a business tool. You know, I didn't start it to socialize. I didn't start it to keep up with old friends. Like I started it, you know, to be the megaphone to my business. Mm-hmm. And so I've been very purposeful with that all along the way. And I have fallen in love with social media. Like I could literally talk about social media all day long. But what I have found is that there's a really wrong way to use social media. And that's what turns people off. That's that's when you hear people going, social media is such a waste of time. Social media is so, you know, people are so negative. But there are also some of my greatest friends I met on social media. People like you, you know, that I've met once, but then able to maintain this really cool relationship and build this, I guess, relationship, build this understanding of one another over time because of that social media platform. And so, you know, there's a couple of key things in my network marketing business. I coach my organization on social media quite a bit. I mean, it's an important tool. It is one of the biggest tools that I've had in my business building arsenal. And at the end of the day, it comes down to creating something that is magnetic and understanding the difference between just sharing what you want people to know, what you want people to hear, and being able to anticipate and understand what would add value to somebody else. Most people just use it. They're thinking about themselves. I want you to know this about me, or, you know, I want you to see this thing I'm selling. I want to tell you all about the science behind it or whatever. But the people that I follow on social media, like I'm getting something from it, right? We're getting entertainment. You know, we're getting some sort of value. We're getting maybe some education. We're getting maybe a comic relief. And so for me, I knew, well, I've got to dress the part as a business professional. And that also translates online. I've got to position myself and posture myself as a leader. What kind of leader do I want to be? How do I want to attract people to me? And what is it ultimately that I want to serve? And that's what I got busy doing.
Okay. So if you had somebody that was new on your team, and I love that you've really stepped into this leadership role from somebody that, you know, you're used to working with little kids. Like if I was brand new and I was coming to you, what would you say to help me switch from me, 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 and, you know, look at this benefit of this product or click this link to helping me provide value? How would you suggest that I go about that?
Well, I think even backs up one step from that, Stacey. Anybody that wants to use social media with intention, with a purpose, whether it's business or some sort of message, right, that has a purpose that can create an impact, we have to be really thoughtful with the profile itself.
Okay.
What does your profile say about you? Because you talk about being the most prime real estate on online. That's your social media profile. Somebody hears your name. Somebody hears somebody talking about you, the first thing they're going to do is go look on you for you on Facebook or Instagram or whatever. And when they get there, what are they seeing? Are they seeing your best you? Are they seeing something that makes them want to stay longer? What have you been posting about the last 5 posts? Is your profile picture even look like you? You know, does it look professional? You know, because I've always said to myself, if I walk into a coffee shop and the person that I'm meeting that I've only met online, if they don't recognize me when I've walked in, then my profile picture's off. I got to change that. You know, you want to be congruent in everything, online and offline. And the first thing to me, it's that profile image. Does it represent who you actually are, what you look like? Yes, it should be your best you, but it shouldn't be so airbrushed that you're like 15 years younger.
Yeah, exactly.
It shouldn't be your kids because they're adorable, but that doesn't help me understand who you are. So we first have to really look at that. What does it say about, what is my title? What do I say I do for a living? And does that make people want to stay? Mm. You know, if I were to say I'm an executive consultant with this skincare brand, they're going to be like, oh, great. She's going to sell me something.
So
meanwhile, if I change that and say, I help women, you know, feel better about themselves, gain confidence, you know, feel more empowered. Well, now there's something a little bit more to it. So right there, having a really strong and what I call a magnetic profile is where it begins.
I love that.
And then the value, you know, creating engagement and value, that's where we start to actually draw people in. Right? You're fascinating people. And so we have to start thinking about, well, what do other people want to hear? How could I talk about maybe this product or my business in a way that is intriguing to other people, that's interesting? What might they want to hear about it? How might it serve somebody if they were looking for a need or needing this sort of help? But also, I think that there's a lot to be said for the engagement. Mm-hmm. You know, we can't just put stuff out there and hope that people are going to like us and follow us and comment on our stuff if we're not also using social media to engage with other people, you know?
Ah, yeah.
So we can't just put stuff out there.
Right.
And say,
right.
Hey, come on. We have to be using social media and actually commenting, liking, having dialogues, mm-hmm. using the mm-hmm. messenger mm-hmm. in a way that we're actually building relationships. People so often are like, well, Facebook is ruining relationships today. Maybe for some people. But in my line of work, it's enhancing because a relationship is two ways, right? You know, I give and take, she gives and takes. You know, we are creating something. We're having a dialogue. We're learning about one another. And the only way you can do that is if you're actively
right.
conversing, talking, asking questions, things like that.
Right. No, I remember your daughter had her ankle injury. And it was like, you know, I was like, well, look for this kind of doctor because I know that's really helped, you know, because we both have daughters that do gymnastics. And so it's a whole nother level if you're actually engaging with people. And I think that's so true. You know, network marketing is like really known for that people don't do that. But any business owner, it's like they see social media maybe as a waste of time or they don't want to be seen as much, but actually going and saying, okay, who do I want to connect with? Who do I want to deepen the relationship with? And I've started doing this on LinkedIn to actually connect with people and say, let's jump on the phone and see, like, tell me what's new with you. Because we're not really getting a relationship unless we're learning new things about each other and interacting.
Yeah, that's so true. And this isn't just business too, because I do quite a bit with nonprofits here in town. And I see this even with social media of nonprofits or people who are volunteers or really engaged in community projects. They forget that people on the surface might not care about what you want to tell them about, you know, cancer research. But when you can share a story about how what you're doing is serving somebody else, now that message is heard completely different. And so it's learning too how to share your message in a way that other people's ears pick it up, mm-hmm. that they find that attractive. And that takes practice too. I mean, the reality is I've been in business for 7 years. You know, Facebook has a feature called On This Day. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I love that.
Right? So you can see what you were posting last year and all the years you've ever been in Facebook land. And I will look back on this day and see like what I was posting the first year I was in business. I'm like, ugh.
It's like, buy this. Oh, this product is great.
You know, being so great. Or, you know, like I was trying to posture myself as a leader. And there is a journey we go through in developing our voice, developing our style, you know, developing our message. And unfortunately, or maybe fortunately, I get to look back on this day and see the growth pattern that has happened. And it's so important because again, people want like that instant gratification. Mm-hmm. Like I want to start a business. I want to start posting on social media and I want to microwave the results. I want it right now. And if nobody's commenting on my stuff by next week, well, clearly it doesn't work. But you have to be willing to like cut your teeth a little bit, look stupid for a little bit, you know, try new things in an effort to grow, to stretch and become that person who is attractive to other people, who is adding value to people's life, who is drawing people in with like that fascinating, magnetic sort of way.
Looking at you now, I didn't know you 7 years ago, but I can even see how you've evolved from when we met a few years ago, how you've stepped into your leadership, how you've really created more stories and you feel pulled into the content that you post on social media versus feeling like posted at. I don't know if that's a word.
I'm going to take that compliment.
Yeah. So I think that's a really good thing. And for the listeners to go and connect with Heather and see what she's doing, model what she's doing and see how you can apply that to your business. And, you know, I love that about you. And, you know, so many people that are in network marketing, all they're about is recruiting and selling. And I find that you are really about adding value. And one day somebody's either going to want to work with you or they're going to want to buy from you, but you're not like trying to pull people towards you, like dragging them across the thing. And I really, you know, that's really fun to see that, you know, the way that you're doing that. So I appreciate that. So let me ask you this. What is the next areas in your life that you want to optimize both in your business and personally?
I always want to optimize time. Always. Like, how can I be more impactful, more influential, spread my message farther without creating more time, like without needing more time to do it, right? How can I do more with less time? Yes. How can I spend more time with my family, but actually impact more in the world, in the community? And so I'm like efficiency and productivity. I don't know that I'll ever get tired of trying to optimize those things. And let's see, I was going to try and think of like something personal that I want to optimize. Like I would love to be able to optimize my capacity for absorbing more information. You know, I'm a teacher, which means I'm a lifelong learner. And I would love to just be able to learn more, sometimes faster or more efficiently. But that now I'm dealing with my brain function. And I don't know about that, Stacey.
Brain hacks. Right? That's the next thing.
Yeah, for sure.
And I find a lot of times, you know, optimization of different things in our business and our life, it's all about intention, right? So once you put that out there, like my intention is how to do more in less time, then all those tools are going to come to you. And, you know, how can I learn better? Well, you're now having your reticular activating system of your brain thinking of like, how can I learn better? How can I retain more stuff? How can I implement this stuff I'm learning? So your reticular activating system is on notice now to find those tips.
I got to write down this phrase. This is good.
Yes, excellent. So I want to thank you so much for coming on the Optimize Your Business and Your Life podcast. Where can our listeners connect with you? We're going to put everything in the show notes, but I want to make sure that they can find you online and learn more about you.
Thank you so much for having me, Stacey. What a fun conversation this has been. So you can find me on Facebook at Heather Quizzle Fan. That's my business page. My personal page, if you like to follow, would be Quizzle Heather. You can also find me at heatherquizzle.com. And if social media is something that for your viewers has been something that is like lacking, or they just don't know quite how to stay consistent or even what to post, I have some programs for that. And I have a free social media planner you can find at heatherquizzle.com/planner. I really help you map it out, be intentional about it, and start to create the content that draws people to
and
you.
And I downloaded that, and it's awesome. So I would highly suggest people go and get that.
We'll put a link
to it in the show notes.
So, of course, I'm on Pinterest and Instagram and Twitter and all the things, but my main jam, my main love is Facebook and a little bit of LinkedIn.
Okay, awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on and sharing all of your knowledge. I really appreciate it. And go check out the show notes so that you can connect with Heather and learn some more, because the way she's doing things on Facebook, I think will really transform things for a lot of people.
Stacey, thanks for having me. Appreciate you.
You're welcome. Don't just learn, implement.
Yes.